hope everyone had a great Halloween. I'm sorry this is coming a day late. Yesterday was pretty busy for me. But I wanted to talk today about my Halloween story, the baby fever that came from Halloween. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays because literally you have the cutest kids coming to your door asking you for candy. I was going to hand out some candy this year with my brother, my sister. We had a real combo going. So, as you may know, I was a pirate boxer. My brother was a guy with the gas mask and a full-on suit. And my sister was Rainbow Dash. We had the combo going. I had my speaker next to the window. So, when I would hand out candy, I would have pirate music jamming outside the window. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. When my brother would go, I'd have like this super scary theme music. We had synchronization going. The kids knew who was going to open the door before they even knocked. Anyway, one of my favorite parts about the holiday is you get these super adorable kids, but you also get these kids that literally have little to no manners. And I feel like when you hand them the candy, you get to teach them a lesson or two. Let me explain. So I had a lot of great kids come to my door. There was this one really little kid, and he was sort of stumbling. He didn't really know how to walk. Like, you know that age where they still haven't mastered their legs yet. I was like, oh, snap, I'm about to hand him some candy. It was like a group of like five kids. All the other kids let the little kid go first because obviously he's a little tiny kid. I see the little tiny kid at the front. I go to get the candy. I turn around. By the time I turn around, some other kid, like, say like a 10-year-old guy. 12-year-old kid. 12-year-old guy kid. Man kid. Male kid? I'm not sure. A 12-year-old boy. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. Boy. I have the candy in my hand, and I was like, whoa, this guy is at the front of the line? How? The little kid was just at the front. Little kid had been pushed to the side. Everyone is just looking at him like, oh no, Randy, you did it again. Please stop. Show some manners for once, Randy. I was like, oh no, he did not just do this to this poor little child. So then I got the candy. And this kid, he wanted to go first. I could see it in his eyes. I looked at him, and then I put the candy in the little kid's, like, pumpkin thing. I said, enjoy your night. Little kid walks off. The older kid, 12-year-old, he's like, oh, it's probably just because he's a baby. He probably didn't mean that. Then I get some more candy. And I give it to the girls that he has with him. They say thank you. They're off to their way. He's like, oh, yeah, ladies first. But then it's just him and two other boys. This kid really wants his candy now. He's starting to get irritated. He has one leg in my house. He's trespassing on me. I grab the candy. I literally had a reach behind him to give the kid to the other kids. He's looking at me mad. I finally get the, I'm not sure what those chocolate candies are. I don't really like them. I don't know anyone that likes them, but I put those in his thing and I said, have a good night. He left. Those are the kids I like to put in their place. I feel like little kids should always go first. Like, once you start to become even a little bit older, you got to put them first. That's what's got to happen. It's bad if that little kid was his sibling, but it'd be even worse if that wasn't his sibling. Pushing some random stranger's young child out of the way. Come on. Anyway, But now, speaking about little children, I saw the cutest costumes for little kids ever. And oh my, the baby fever was at an all-time high. It was crazy, guys. This Christmas was way too bad. Especially those family costumes where they'd have their little children dressed up all cute. I don't know if anyone saw it, but I retweeted this this family all dressed up as Mario characters. Oh my, it was the cutest thing ever. The baby was even in like a Mario Kart themed stroller. It was adorable. That's the worst part about Halloween. You finish handing out your candy to these kids, and then you're already looking for a girl to give her your sweets because you're trying to have one of these families already. Anyway, bunch of cute kids, and then there was a couple really cool kids. As I've told you guys, I was a pirate boxer. I didn't think anyone would really be able to tell. Especially since it's really hard to do things when one of your hands is a hook and the other hand is a boxing glove. I literally had no way to grab things when I was in full costume. So I'd usually take off my boxing glove, to get the candy. I open the door for these two kids, and one of them, he says, "Oh, snap, you're Captain Hook. Cool." And then I was like, "Oh, actually, I'm a boxer pirate." And then his friend right next to him says, "Oh, yeah, I could tell because of, like, your cape thing, your, like, gown." I was like, "Thank you very much." He got an extra piece of candy. And then his friend was like, "Oh, well, it's just, I thought you looked like Captain Hook." And his friend was like, "Well, he isn't. He's a pirate boxer." I was like, "Damn, he's standing up for my costume. This kid is doing too much for me." That was really good confidence on the Halloween confidence meter. Another thing, this has nothing to do with kids, but just in costumes and Halloween in general. So I'm handing out candy for most of the night. Eventually, we run out of candy. So I was like, "All right, let's just go do a little bit of trick-or-treating. Let's go for it." We go trick-or-treating. First door we go to, this old woman. If you're trying to picture like a sexy image, take that out of your head. I'm talking old. Like, and super white, and she's just opening the door in her knickers, handing me candy. I felt like I was wronged. I didn't even want the candy anymore. She took away my appetite. Literally, a shirt and her knickers, and I was, oof. Good candy, though. She gave really nice pieces of candy. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. But anyway, another thing I dislike, so we're walking around, and of course, I never see people outside. I'm always looking for people at school so I can talk to them. Never get recognized, never see anybody. But no, on Halloween, when I'm trick-or-treating in a bath gown, my sandals, and a hook and boxing glove with super short shorts. Of course, that's when I get noticed by the entire mob that knew me from high school. So I'm just at a house trying to get some candy. I'm just trying to do what everyone else is trying to do. I'm not trying to get recognized. I'm trying to get some candy. I just want to be recognized for how good my costume is, not for who I am, really. Then I turn around, and this girl looks at me, and she says, "Jason?" And I was like, "Yeah." Suddenly, her entire mob is everyone that knew me from high school. "Whoa, is that Jason? Oh, Jason, for real? Dude, what are you dressed up as?" I was like, "Oh, no, this is the worst time." I was like, "Yeah, enjoy your Halloween, guys." And then I walked off, because that's all I could do. It's Halloween. I'm not trying to be Jason on Halloween. I get to be Jason 365 days a year. I'm not trying to be. I want to be Jason 364 days a year. You guys can have Jason on Halloween. Everyone who dresses up as Jason, congrats. You got the honor of feeling what it's like to be Jason. I don't want to be Jason for one day on Halloween. That's my anything else but Jason day. Adding on to this, Halloween was actually a pretty big success this year. I hope you guys all had fun. I hope you guys got to see some great costumes. I really didn't get to see any dog costumes or any pet costumes in person this year. I was kind of sad. I looked up a couple, though. Got rid of that. It helped numb the baby fever. Then I was just in a pet fever, and I already have pets, so I didn't have to worry about that. Alright, what I can leave you guys thinking about today, Halloween is all about dressing up. It's all about being, in a way, it's being yourself by being someone else. You can show off your creativity by being whoever you want to be. And it really makes me mad when people don't want to show that off, when they don't want to get creative, or when your friends don't want you to dress up, when they don't want you to get creative. I feel like those friends are the ones you got to cut out. Like, if they won't let you show off your creativity on the day of the year that is literally dedicated to everyone showing off their creativity and who can do it the best and enjoying themselves, literally just having the time of their lives getting candy. If your friends can't let you enjoy that, those are the friends you gotta kick out. I hope you guys had a great Halloween. Also, I hope you guys are gonna have a great Thanksgiving. Don't, for everyone that seems to think that Thanksgiving doesn't exist, no, it does exist. It's a very amazing holiday. You're not gonna make me give up my food. It's a great thing. All right, guys, I'll see you guys in the next one.